This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered how God used Christians to impact the life of Paul until finally he was confronted by Jesus and surrendered to him. Acts 9 describes Ananias, another one used by God to impact Paul's life. He was commissioned by God to pray over Paul so he would receive his sight back after his dramatic encounter with Jesus on his way to Damascus. In addition, Ananias was used to explain to Paul God's plan for his life and help him get started in his new walk and work. After being baptized, Paul began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. He grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. It appears, according to Galatians 1:17, that soon after this he went into Arabia. Why? As it says in Galatians 1:11, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." It seems God does his best work in our lives when we are alone, in solitude with Jesus Christ. There, in Arabia, Paul began to understand for the first time what in the Old Testament was a mystery. Even the apostles who lived with Jesus for 3 years didn't seem to get it. Jesus revealed to Paul how he will reach out and bring together Jew and Gentile in the church. It was alone with Christ in Arabia that the message and ministry of Paul crystallized. When God wants to prepare you for service, he often puts you in the waiting room. Be patient as he does his work there.